Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
The Russia witch hunt, right? Then the Inspector General's shocking report proved that the Obama FBI obtained secret warrants to spy on my campaign based on a phony foreign dossier of debunked smears paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton and the DNC. The FBI failed to disclose the nature of the political hit job to the FISA court. They hid it, they deceived it, and they lied. The dossier was written by a discredited foreign agent who, quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being the United States president. What's this? They spied on our campaign, okay? They spied. Never happened before in the history of our country. And we're really wise to it. We're wise to it. The Inspector General found that the FBI's spying application contained 17 errors and omissions, commonly known as lies and deceit. When the FBI, and you have great people in the FBI, but not in leadership, you have not good people in leadership, you haven't had. When the FBI uncovered evidence showing that we did absolutely nothing wrong, which was right at the beginning, they hid that exonerating. You know that. They hid it. They hid it so nobody could see it, so they could keep this hoax going on for 2 years.
Okay, none of that is true. Just thought I would mention that. No one spied on the Trump campaign. There was one FISA warrant for surveillance. That was against Carter Page. And that FISA warrant wasn't even applied for until after Carter Page left the Trump campaign. There. How hard is that, everybody? How difficult is that to wrap your brain around? There were lawyers, low-level lawyers, who were doing various parts of the third renewal of the Carter Page FISA surveillance warrant with the secret court, which, in my opinion, should not exist. America does not have secret courts. So that's, by the way, where Jonathan Turley and I became friends. You know, you hear me say Jonathan Turley is a friend of the show, and he is. Because Jonathan Turley and I both agree that there should not be secret courts in the United States of America, period, end of story. Okay? But there is, and it's horrible. But a low-level lawyer inside the Justice Department made an application for the third renewal of a surveillance warrant, the one that was issued on anybody that had anything to do with the Trump campaign in January of 2017, after Trump was president of the United States. And that particular application had an omission about something, and we don't know what it was, that said Carter Page should not be there should not be continuing surveillance on Carter Page. I have no idea what he left out. It was a guy. He's been referred for a criminal prosecution for doing such a bad job on the third renewal. But the timeline for the crazy people doesn't work. Carter Page left the Trump campaign in September of 2016. The first FISA application for surveillance on Carter Page, by the way, was in 2014. Okay, they had looked into Carter Page previously, the FBI did. That said, the first warrant for surveillance of Carter Page post-Trump campaign was October 21st, 2016. Carter Page left the Trump campaign in September of 2016. So nobody in the Trump campaign was surveilled. That's just a fact. So here's Lindsey Graham sounding like he's got an aha moment, but I want you to listen to the date. The date. The date Lindsey Graham is so... His blood is boiling. His hair is on fire. He's just beside himself with this terrible, terrible, law breaking that's going on. The date he's referring to by his own mouth is January of 2017. Trump's already president. Carter Page, there is no Trump campaign, number one. Number two, Carter Page is long gone. Okay?
What I want you to know is in January 2017, the whole foundation for surveilling Carter Page collapses. Exculpatory information is ignored. They lie to the court about what the interview was all about. Is that a fair summary so far about the January 2017?
They certainly misled. It was misleading to the court.
Okay, fair enough. And in January, about 6 months later, when they find more information that could be helpful to Mr. Page, they lie about it. Do you feel like Mr. Page was treated fairly by the Department of Justice and the FBI?
I don't think the Department of Justice fairly.
For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.